إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ووصينا الإنسان بوالديه إحسانا، حملته أمه كرها ووضعته كرها وحمله وفصاله 30 شهرا. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رجلا قال للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من أحق بحسن صحابتي يا رسول الله؟ قال: أمك. قال: ثم من؟ قال: أمك. قال: ثم من؟ قال: أمك. قال: ثم من؟ قال: أبوك. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable ulama ikram, respected brothers and elders, among the many bounties and favors of Allah Ta'ala upon insan, one is the great ni'mat of parents. It is unfortunate and tragic that the reality of this ni'mat generally dawns upon us very late. And some are those unfortunate children that the reality dawns upon them after their parents have left this world. If a person studies Quran and Hadith, he will safely come to this conclusion that after Allah and His Rasul, after the rights of Allah and His Rasul, he is most obligated to his parents. And furthermore, if he does a more intricate study of Quran and Hadith, and he analyzes the Ahadith and the verses, he will come to the conclusion that as far as servitude is concerned, his obligation is manifold more to his mother than that to his father. Hence we find there are sufficient ahadith in the compilation of hadith that explain and express this particular theory, that after Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest obligation goes out to our parents. The ayat kareema is one verse among many verses that I have selected for discussion. Wallah brothers, to honor your mother on one day which the world calls Mother's Day is an insult. In Islam, every day is a Mother's Day and every day is a Father's Day. There is no day that you are not duty bound to her. Listen to what Allah has to say, where Allah will now arouse your sentiments and conscientize you of your obligation to your mother, whose challenges and whose difficulties started prior to you coming in this world. From the very conception, from that day onwards, your mother was in pain for you. The Quran says, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا. And we have enjoined upon man to be dutiful to his parents, to be obligated, to be obliging. Then Allah singles out his duty, the duty of man towards his mother. Allah says, حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهًا وَوَضَعَتْهُ كُرْهًا. His mother bore him with pain, she delivered him with pain. وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ 30 شَهْرًا. She bore him, then she delivered him, she suckled him, and then weaning him off. The Quran says it took a great portion of 2.5 to 3 years of the strength of this woman, the energy of this woman, the abilities of this woman in this initial stage and in this first development phase of yours, O insan. وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ 30 شَهْرًا. And this particular bond, where Allah singles out the favor to the mother, is a very critical juncture, is a very critical relation between mother and child. Perhaps if you have to analyze the bond between any two humans, the strongest of bonds that exist is between a nursing mother and her nursing child, between a suckling mother and her suckling child. That is why the commencing and the opening verses of Surah Hajj, where Allah describes the severity of the day of Qiyamah and the supreme horror of the day of Qiyamah, Allah says, يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ. It will be that day when a nursing mother will become negligent and will abandon her nursing child. So when this relation will not remain, which is the strongest of relation, naturally no other relation will avail you. وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا. And a pregnant woman will abort her fetus. Nevertheless, the Quran makes mention in this ayat, 3 times Allah speaks about the duty towards your mother. Brothers, wallah, the love of a mother is unparalleled. The love of a mother is unparalleled. We find when Allah Ta'ala commanded Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu was salam's mother, وَأُوحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِي. that one side, children have been killed cold-blooded in the laps of their mother. Naturally, the fear, the hysteria of the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, every woman can understand it. A woman is possessive over her children. If anybody just stretches a big eye, the woman cuddles that child, embraces that child. Here the fear is that Fir'aun is going to slaughter my child. Allah inspires the mother of Musa. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِي. And we inspired the mother of Musa that suckle your child. فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي. And when you fear that the intelligence of Pharaoh will locate your child, then don't fear, put him in a basket and let him sail in the river Nile. وَلَا تَخَافِي غَرْقَهُ وَلَا تَحْزَنِي فِرَاقَهُ. Don't fear his separation, and don't fear his drowning, and don't lament his separation. إِنَّا رَادُّوهُ إِلَيْكَ. We will return this child to you. So on the command of Allah Ta'ala, she complies and she puts her child. But naturally there is a clash of emotions. She's overpowered by the sentiments of motherhood. So the Quran says, إِنْ كَادَتْ لَتُبْدِي بِهِ لَوْلَا أَرَّبَتْنَا. A mother is seeing a child off at the airport, 5-year-old child, going with her brother. But again she's looking, you'll be okay my baby, look after my child, you'll be well my darling. Can you see, she's releasing, yet there is clash. Here the mother is putting a baby, a child, an infant, in a basket to float in the river Nile, on the command of Allah. Again overpowered by emotions and sentiments. The Quran says, إِنْ كَادَتْ لَتُبْدِي بِهِ لَوْلَا أَرَّبَتْنَا. She was on the verge of divulging the secret of Allah. And she was about to say, bring that basket back, it's my child, what is to happen? لَوْلَا أَرَّبَتْنَا. But we inspired her, we gave her encouragement, and we motivated her, and she allowed this basket to sail. Brothers, every woman's story will be different when she conceived you. Your mother will tell you your story, my mother will tell me my story. Wallah, the hadith says, because your mother has conceived you, that justifies your obligation, not as long as she lives, but even after she leaves this world. رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Oh my Allah, I have failed in fulfilling the rights of my mother. Wallah, I implore you, I beseech you, I beg you. What has happened to that boy who has grown up today and has taken a woman in his nikah? By all means, but have you dropped and have you lost your morals so much that you sit in seclusion with your partner and cherish and speak ill of your mother? The earth must split and swallow such a person. That boy who sits with his wife and speaks ill of his mother and agrees with his wife, yes my beloved, mommy is like that, mommy makes those silly mistakes, may the earth split upon such a man. Wallah, you will find another wife, you'll never find another mother. Just as Allah says, oh my servant, I remember you when you remember me, and I forget you when you remember me. The time you forgot me also Allah thinks of you. That child who is visiting his mother, he is in the du'as of his mother. But the child who has abandoned his mother and this time is not speaking to his mother, Allah's qasam, till today his mother is crying for him. His mother does not forget him, even if you've forgotten your mother. Brothers, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's mother, then again overpowered by emotions. We will come to this topic, and I want to focus on this here. Unfortunately, it's a very hostile relation between mother-in-law and daughter-in-law. And I want to mention certain inputs. As a husband, what is our role? What does Allah demand from us? Of course, if we are going to sacrifice the right of anyone, it's a very, very sensitive place that we have to tread as sons and husbands. One side is your mother, one side is your wife. But inshallah, in the light of few ahadith, I will explain to you your duty. And I will give you an option in the light of Quran and Hadith, how you can, mend this relation and come to a workable, suitable solution. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's mother then tells her daughter, that is the sister of Musa, now you walk on the side of the river Nile and see what happens to this. Again, emotion. Allah tells her, I will return this child to you. But the mother is the mother. She can't forget. She went through that pain. That is why it is written in Kitab, in Mustadraf, fi kulli fannin mustadraf, when Sayyidina Musa, Allah endows him with prophethood, and he becomes the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, and then Allah speaks with him. In this riwayat, it comes Allah conveyed to him more than 3,500 advices. But the final time when Musa spoke to Allah, he said, Awsini, O Allah, advise me. Allah said, Usika bi ummik. O Musa, my advice to you is be dutiful to your mother. He said, O Allah, something of pertinence. Usika bi ummik. O Musa, who is Musa? The one whom Allah spoke to. Who is Musa? The one on whom Torah was revealed. Who is Musa? Open Muslim Sharif second volume. Who even sent the angel of death back. And the angel of death went to Allah and said, أَرْسَلْتَنِي إِلَىٰ عَبْدٍ لَا يُرِيدُ الْمَوْتِ. That very Musa, Allah says, oh Musa, be dutiful. The discussion persisted. And in the end, Allah told him, oh Musa, listen. إِنَّ رِضَاهَا رِضَايَا. Oh Musa, if you have secured the joy of your mother, you've secured my joy. Oh Musa, if your mother is hurt with you, I am hurt with you. Brothers, Allah speaks about the miraculous birth of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam in the Quran. In his infancy, in his childhood, he spoke that those who had leveled allegations against his mother, he refutes those allegations. Inni abdullah, I am the servant of Allah. The first statement that Jesus has uttered in his entire life, recorded in the Quran, the first statement he has ever uttered in his life is acknowledging his servitude to Allah and denying being a deity. I don't know where people come with conclusions that he is God.